Good morning and welcome to Update Dayton. Today, I've got a great program on for you. Maybe a surprising guest, someone you might not think you would hear from during this whole COVID-19 lockdown thing that we have going on. This morning, we have in the studio, we have Jim Fink, who is the co-founder of Buckeye Vodka. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Danielle.
It is wonderful to talk to you. I shouldn't have said you're in the studio because technically we're on the phone with each other. We can't be in the studio together just yet.
We're social distancing the proper way.
That's right, the social distancing. So I'll tell you what, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Buckeye Vodka.
Well, my name's Jim Fink. I'm born and raised here in Dayton. Mm-hmm. And back in 2008... kind of the worst of the economy, at least I thought, worst of my lifetime until now. We had GM plant close, and on the heels of that, NCR picked up our last Fortune 500 company, moved out of Dayton, and everybody that I knew, business owners, neighbors, everybody was suffering through that. So, and the business I was in was suffering too, so we were looking to do something positive for Dayton. And so me and my brother and brother-in-law, and it's really a family business. I have five brothers and sisters. We're all involved. But really, myself and my brother-in-law, Tom Rambusak, run the company. We do all the batches and stuff like that. So yeah, we started Buckeye Vodka, and it's been a positive experience for us, and I hope for Dayton as well.
Now, is this just a Dayton thing, or is it an Ohio thing, a Columbus thing? What exactly is it?
It's all throughout Ohio. Mm-hmm. We're the number one selling Ohio-made vodka. Mm-hmm. So we've been very fortunate that way. I was always a vodka drinker, so I wanted to, we wanted to make an ultra-premium, really smooth vodka and sell it at an affordable price, because that's, it started in a time where the economy was so bad. And part of our research told us that that although the sales were up in 2008 and 2009, or the sales were flat, the gallon sales were up, which was telling us people were stepping down a shelf to sacrifice their quality for their quantity. So that's kind of how we started our business. And it's been pretty good since then.
Well, that's great. Great to hear. Kind of the official vodka of Ohio, being that it's Buckeye. Perfect name for it, by the way. So the real reason why we're having you on this morning, for those that are vodka drinkers, of course, it's a great vodka, but you're really doing some great things right now during this whole pandemic, during this COVID-19 crisis. And I want you to talk to our listeners about what it is that Buckeye Vodka has been doing.
Yeah, well, I guess being charitable is somewhat in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It was less than a year ago that the tornadoes hit, right? And
yes.
What was the date of the Oregon District?
Yeah.
It was August 4th, I think, or something like that.
We've been through a lot here in Ohio over the course of the last year or so. Yeah.
Yeah, haven't we?
Yes.
So we've always kind of had a charitable part of our business. Unfortunately, we can't tie it to sales. There's a lot of rules and regulations in the high-proof spirits industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year we gave like $5,500 to the tornado victims. We raised $19,000 for the Oregon Tragedy Fund. So that's just something we try to do.
That's awesome. Fortunate.
We try to help out as we can. So when this pandemic hit, they shut down all the bars and restaurants, as everybody knows, and that was a third of our business. But more importantly, people had to shut down their business and had to fire their employees or furlough them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was just we have a Tuesday morning conference call, and we were trying to think of things to do. So our sales reps and everybody came up with an idea that if we had a contest for the, we call it the Outpouring of Love campaign. So it went throughout April,
mm-hmm.
and it was to help support the Ohio bartenders who had recently lost their jobs. So Buckeye Vodka, in partnership with a friend of ours, Brian Pohl from Sculpture Hospitality, which is a inventory company that helps bars and restaurants manage their inventory, I should
mm-hmm.
say. And so between the two of our companies, we get $5,000 and try to give it back to the bartenders in a time of need. So it's, you know, it's not life-changing for anybody, but
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because we were just a little something that we could do to help.
First of all, that hits home for me because, well, I was a server for many years, you know, while I was trying to get my career up and going, you know, through college and then and even in high school. But in my family, both of my aunts are both bartenders. They have been their entire life. So this has really impacted them. They've been out of work now for the last few months, you know, and so I think it's fantastic that you've done that. And, you know, I have a lot of friends in that business. I have a side business where I DJ and I host trivia and things like that. So I'm in the bars, you know, weekly and doing those kinds of things. And so it's appreciated. It really is. It doesn't go without notice. Everyone needs help during this time. And I think it's awesome that that's what you're doing.
And that part of your business is shut down, I assume.
Right? Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bars are shut down. So I can't go into those. And my wedding business, you know, lots of weddings have either been canceled or moved to next year, mostly because, you know, they don't want to have the wedding with all the people. But even if they did, the venues have closed. So, you know, yeah. So there's a lot to that now. You know, some have been able to save it, you know, but they're not until late July or August. I even have had one, a couple set for October that their venues are saying they don't know if they're going to be reopened by then. So they don't want them to keep that date. So it's been a huge hit. And I think that what you've done is great. So what is Buckeye Vodka doing anything else during this time frame to help people out?
Yes, we made a sanitizer. I have another business. It's an old family business. I have a warehouse, and I do some leasing out for my neighbor who owns a company called Miracle Corp, which is a pet supply company. They manufacture, and they do some manufacturing here. And we were talking on our conference call about doing a sanitizer as well, and it was just kind of serendipitous because I was noticing they have these big Gaylords full of liquids, and I saw glycerol in one of them, and I know that's one of the ingredients in the sanitizer. You know, for you have to denature it because it can't be potable or you can't drink it. So we put glycerol, and you have to put some peroxide in it, things like that, so people won't drink it because it does smell like alcohol. Anyhow, it was just very serendipitous. This guy is in my he's in my building, and he's got all the little spray bottles and the trigger bottles that other people in my business, in the alcohol business, couldn't find. So it was just really, really lucky that way that we were able to help out. And he joined us right away when I asked him, because I was just looking for supplies. You know, can I buy some of this from you? Can you give me your supplier's name? And his name's Bill Shirk. He called me back. He said, hey, we're in. You know, we want to do it with you. So he, along with a couple friends of mine, Mike and Tom Cronin, who own Dayton Freight, they're doing the shipping for free. So we're donating all the sanitizer, the bottles, and the expense of getting it there. And in the meantime, I had a sales rep in Cleveland who is either his dad knows or he played golf with, who worked with Cleveland Clinic, and he called me up, manager, and I asked him what size, and we just happened to have the right size. So it just all kind of happened at the right time. So our first shipment went up to Cleveland Clinic a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we took care of, like, the local hospitals, food banks. We're trying to. Our local municipality, the fire rescue, and police officers, to make sure that they have some of the sanitizer with them. So, you know, I said there's so many people out there who are putting their lives on the line, right?
Right.
The frontline workers. I can't imagine what it would be like to go into a place where you're taking care of people suffering from the coronavirus.
Oh, I know. I can't either. I mean, and I think about our first responders, you know, even just reporting to people's homes and things like that, and having to walk in unbeknownst to whether or not, you know, they have it, or it, you know, have been exposed to it, or if they just are a carrier of it. I mean, it goes on and on.
Exactly. So those people on the front line putting their lives at risk every day, right? It's hard for somebody like us who have the ability to do something to sit by on the sidelines and do nothing. So, you know, like I said, it's just we've been blessed that were part of the who figured us, you know, vodka is essential. So we're part of the essential business. Yeah, right. We've been blessed to keep working. So it's just important to give back when you can.
Well, I definitely think during this pandemic, it's an essential.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all seriousness, Buckeye Vodka has really done some great things over the course of all of this. And it always tugs at my heartstrings when a company that does something completely different turns it around, especially in a moment of need, to do something else. And the fact that you're making the hand sanitizers and it's going out, you know, up to the Cleveland Clinic, and it's going to our first responders, and it's going to the places that need it around here and in the Ohio area, I think that's fantastic. I think what you've done for our local bartenders, because, you know, they're part of this economy too. And whether you go out and you sit at a bar and you drink, or you go out to a bar and you sit there and you eat, either way, they impact us. And so I think it's wonderful what you and what Buckeye Vodka is doing. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, we don't do it for the accolades, right? We just do it because we think it's the right thing to do. But you're right about the bars and restaurants, and you mm-hmm. know, you wonder how it's going to happen, or how it's going to be when they start to open up again. They have to, right?
But, right. It's going to be a scary process. I think it's going to be a long process. I mean, who am I to really say? But I mean, I think it's going to be the kind of thing where people are going to be very, very cautious for a very long time. And even the people that do go back, you know, they're going to have to be cautious as to the way that they're seating people and the way that they're serving people. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard on all of the businesses and on all of those that function like that for, I think, a significant amount of time. So I guess we'll kind of see who gets through it. And hopefully, you know, especially all of our local business as well. That's what we hope.
Yeah, we're trying to think of ways that we can help mm-hmm. the bars and the restaurant owners once they do open.
Right.
I guess time will tell, but,
yeah,
you know, it's just one of those weird times.
It's very strange. I mean, I think to myself, you know, I've hosted trivia now for, gosh, I don't know, so many years. It's been so long. I think 11, 12, 13 years maybe. And I've never, I've barely even missed a week here and there, maybe, you know, and had someone fill in for me or whatever. And so to have this long not seeing my familiar faces, I mean, it's like cheers to me. You know, I see these people every week, and they, you know, we exchange Christmas gifts and birthday cards. And I mean, that's how close we've all become, you know. And to think about when that's going to be able to happen again, you know, to be able to see my friends from trivia, you know, to go in and, because I mean, everybody's, you know, there's tables of 10 to 12 people, you know, and it's packed. They're at the bar, they're at the tables, they're at, in the back room at all of the big tables. So I don't foresee that happening for a while. And it's sad.
Not for a while. I mean, we'll get back there eventually.
We'll get back there.
But you're right. It's going to take a while. And,
yeah.
And like any business, I have, you know, the people who support Buckeye Vodka that own bars and restaurants, I mean, they become your friends, just like mm-hmm. just like you said. You see the same people every week, and
right.
and you know, you just your heart goes out to everybody mm-hmm. that's really being impacted by this financially.
Yeah, and absolutely.
The other way,
I don't think we think very much about. I mean, I know people think about it, but you think about so many other people, but you don't really think about the people who are servers and bartenders and restaurant, you know, that work in a restaurant, the cooks, the, you know, that kind of thing. You don't really think about that often, and they're, you know, they're not working either. And
yeah, well, I do.
We got to,
because that is my business, right?
Right. We got to have something to go back to. We got to have something to go back to enjoy. So we need to be thinking about those people, and you are. And you know, I thank you for that, and I'm sure our listeners thank you for that. I appreciate you being on the show today, Jim.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out and having us.
Of Daniel. Course. Buckeye Vodka, make it the vodka of choice.
There you go.
Because you know
what?
You know what? You know, you've done some great things, so we appreciate it. Jim Fink, the co-founder of Buckeye Vodka, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too.